And I think my greatest achievement is starting my own solo project and releasing music under my own name and being completely self-managed up to this point, and being a female artist and doing a lot for females in the music industry is super important to me, and I strive to achieve more, and it's only just the beginning.
Welcome to Season 3 of Spotlight, focusing on alumni working in the arts as emerging artists. Join us as we find out what Casper graduates of years gone by are up to in our Where Are They Now series. Our first reconnection is with Samantha Honeysett, who has years of experience in performing and a wide knowledge of many areas of music and songwriting. Sammy studied contemporary music at AIM, graduating in 2020, and was also a graduate of Mount St. Joseph College, Milperra, in 2016. Most recently, Samantha's original works, Jones Street and All I'll Be, were featured on Triple J's Unearthed, with Jones Street charting at number 2 and All I'll Be screening on Rage. Thank you for joining us, Sam. We remember you as a bright and bubbly young student, and look at you go now.
Thanks for having me.
So, what years were you involved with Casper?
I was in Casper for 4 years. So I was here from year 8 all the way until year 11. And I went on the LA tour. I also performed with John Berlin on many occasions. I performed for the New South Wales Fire Service ceremonies, as well as singing at the World Youth Day ceremony as well.
Wow. Lots of representation for Sydney Catholic schools. So what ensemble group or other performances were you involved in with Casper?
I did 2 showcases with Casper. Both of the showcases were here. There was only 2 that I did, and both of them were in the auditorium at Burwood.
As part of the vocal ensemble.
Yeah.
So where do you think your love of music began?
It began in church. I was singing choirs, and I performed for the first time in church in year 6. I was given a solo line to sing, and that's when it all started. And Mum said, "Oh my God, I didn't know you could sing." And I tried out for Casper in year 7, and I didn't get in, but I still persisted and I tried out again. And Jennifer Murphy was really, really impressed with my audition and told me that I had what it took, because she loved my art of telling a story when I sang a song. And that stuck with me for a very, very long time. And it's something that I get told a lot every time I do perform. And I think my love and my drive for it was, it has so much passion in it, and I can show who I really want to be and who I am through music. So it's a huge part.
Allows your audience to connect to you. You know, that's what makes us human. What's your earliest memory with music?
My earliest memory was at school, learning the recorder and doing the percussion groups at school. And that's my earliest memory, and I loved it. I loved it so much. I danced for many years as well. And the rhythm of it all, and I found a passion and a connection to it, and it's been with me for a really long time.
You can see that it's your calling. It just gives you that passion. So what drove you to then pursue a career in the arts? It's quite challenging.
I had to make a really tough choice when I was in year 11, year 12, because I was running for many years as well, and I loved my sport just as much as I love my music. And I found that I had to ask myself, where can I see myself in 5 years? Am I going to give 110% to running, or am I going to give 110% to music? And I decided to go with music simply because it was so rewarding. I found that looking back on other people, and, you know, I saw what it gave to them or what it did for them and other people, and I wanted to keep going and I wanted to keep doing that, whether it be, you know, in education, doing music teaching, or if it was to perform. And I chose to perform, and I really stuck at it, and here I am today.
And having so much success with it, it's beautiful to see your growth. So what was your greatest learning from being involved in performing arts at school?
So the biggest thing, and even with Casper, it was being on the go, being given a sheet of music and saying, all right, we're doing this piece today. We would workshop everything. And then we'd come back, and it's learning how to harmonise and work with other people as well, and their life skills, and their skills that I use today. I could go on to a job and they'll give me a sheet of music and say, all right, sight read, here we go. It's not my strongest point, but I learnt the basics at Casper, and I learnt that at school. And it was the basic music theory that I learnt that I then took into studying at university and working in music every day.
Wow. And collaboration is so powerful.
So
you've said
important.
It yourself that it's a life skill, but that's where the greatest gifts come from. So what has been your greatest achievement since leaving school?
I think graduating university with a music degree is...
Congratulations.
Awesome.
That's hard work right there.
Yeah, it was hard, but it was good. And it's taking constructive criticism of people that you idolise as well. And I think my greatest achievement is starting my own solo project and releasing music under my own name and being completely self-managed up to this point, and being a female artist and doing a lot for females in the music industry is super important to me. And I strive to achieve more, and it's only just the beginning. So
absolutely. So how do you do that? How do you self-manage? You're young, you've been at uni, you're out in the industry. Tell us a little bit more about that.
I think I have such a drive and a passion for it because nobody knows me as well as I do and what I want and what I want to achieve. And I think if I can't represent myself and do these things myself, how can I expect someone else to do it? Because I'd have to explain it all to them anyway. So I wanted to do it for me. And at the end of the day, I have to back myself and I have to be my number one fan, apart from Mum. I have to be my number one fan every day, and I love what I do, and it makes me so happy.
You can see that, Sam.
And it's the happiness that it's given me that I can't let go, and I've got to keep moving forward with it. And it's just because the pure love for it, and I'm sure many people can understand that they have a passion and a drive for it, and I'm exactly the same.
So can you tell us a little bit about how your songwriting evolved?
So my songwriting story began studying at AIM, and I met a group of people that I studied with, and we used to hang out and jam and play our music all together, and that's when we started writing our own music and our own songs, and we were collaborating. There was five of us, and we started playing gigs together. And then as years went on, studying and learning new things, learning more about ourselves as artists and musicians, we decided that the best thing for us was to separate and disband and start our own solo projects. So I have been under Semi Honeyset for 3 years and doing that as an individual. But for the first time, I am handing over some management, PR, digital marketing, and the next step, handing it over to a group called Good Intent, who are going to be looking after all of my media and marketing stuff from now on.
So currently, your album covers, all your promotion, you've done every single part of that.
Yep, complete, all done by myself. So I've contacted all the photographers, all the producers, everyone who's been behind my work so far. It's all been me. I've done it all myself.
So how hard is that? Letting go. How are you feeling about this next step?
I'm very nervous about it, but I'm working with people who are still allowing me to have a very big part of it, which I think is super important. So I'm not losing that part of it and that part of the work, because it is very important that, you know, I'm being advertised as someone who I really want to be and my true self. And I'm working with people that I have full faith in that can do that for me.
And then as a songwriter, where do you get your inspiration?
Everyday life. I've always got either my phone or a notebook on me that I can write down my notes, and it's just thoughts that come to you. Sometimes I have to, if I have nothing to write about, I'll make up scenarios, and it's having that, you know, that creative ability to, you know, all right, let's write about this. What does someone want to hear? What do they want to, you know, talk about? What do they want someone to voice for them? So it's a hard thing to do, but I'm practicing every single day and I'm getting better and better at it.
And this is a bit of a chicken or the egg question. Does the lyric come first, or is it the sound, the melody that you...
Everyone has their own songwriting method. My method is definitely starting up with a chord chart, so a chord progression, having the music theory background, making sure that it actually all works as well. So I'll start off with something very, very simple, and, you know, it might be, you know, a four-chord song with a 2-5-1 chord progression, and then I'll have that in the background, and then I'll start with the melody. Words come last for me, because it's a thought process. You have to make sure that, you know, I want to say the right things and I want to say it the right way, in a sense. But the melody and the music, that's the easy part for me. It's finding the right words at the moment. That's the hard part.
Well, I think you're doing an incredible job. You've got such a beautiful sound, and your storytelling is something that feeds the soul. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
So who is your role model or inspiration?
I would have to say Aretha Franklin. The soul and blues era was massive to me. Mum and Dad would play CDs and records from that time, and I would sing and dance to this music. And what Aretha has done for women in the industry, and, you know, so many people, really. And, you know, I strive to be a really strong, independent female, and that's who she was as well.
She was a powerhouse,
yeah,
on and off the stage.
Exactly.
So what's your dream gig?
My dream gig, I like to set small goals, but my dream gig would be to play music festivals at this stage. Absolute dream, I would have to say, is to play Enmore Theatre, like bigger stages. And I know that these are small goals, but they're achievable at this stage in my life. But, I mean, to have an aria, to win an award for something that I've done, that'd be awesome.
So I think you've already got some great accolades. Like, to have two of your works on Triple J's Unearthed for, you know, emerging artists, that's a great place to start in our country. Where are some of the other stages that you've performed on?
So I've played at some local stages. I've played at the Lansdowne. I'm playing in Wollongong at the university stage there. I've played many, many bars. I've played at Wayward's Newtown. I've played at Hideaway Bar. It's smaller places, but slowly, slowly these stages are getting bigger and bigger, which is awesome.
If you had to give us 25 words or less to describe the feel of your music and sound, what would it be?
It would be indie pop rock, with related topics for 20-year-olds and young teens. That's what I write about, and I'm talking about issues and feelings and emotions that I know many people can relate to.
So where can our listeners find your music to have a listen?
All of my music and my videos are available on all streaming services. My videos can be found on YouTube, and it's all under the name Semi Honeyset.
Sammy, cannot wait to promo this for you.
Thank you.
What a gift you are. Thank you so much for sharing your story. I've got one final question before we wrap this podcast up. What advice would you give to students studying the arts?
Don't give up and believe in yourself, because at the end of the day, you don't know what door's going to open. And once that door's open, make sure that you do everything to have your seat at the table and let your voice be heard.
Thank you for letting us hear your voice today, Sam.
Thanks for having me.
Such a joy.
Thank you.